Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lettman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Lettman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Fox reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox fields the ball and throws to second. Aparicio drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Aparicio. Runnels moves to second. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Lettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lettman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jensen moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jensen tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from White and he is safe. Landis steals second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a fly ball towards right. McEnany catches it and throws home to Romano, who relays to second to double up Casale. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips bunts towards the mound. Casale fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 1 in the game. McEnany hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lattman hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wertz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Wertz reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wertz moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wertz scores. Stevens moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Casale hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Landis moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops it up and throws to first, with Casale covering, for the out. Fox scores. Landis moves to third. Romano moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Budden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Budden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Aparicio. Budden moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Budden moves to third. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Button scores. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Ray Moore now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-2 in the game. McEnany hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Moore reaches second base with a double. Phillips moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Williams pinch hits for Jerry Casale. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone scores. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Jim Busby pinch runs for Ted Williams. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Daly and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. he's got one RBI. Torgerson strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 3 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McEnany. Keogh reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keogh scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 3 in the game. McEnany hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens throws the ball into Runnels, who tags Lawler, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Daly reaches second base with a double. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett now playing first base. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Romano hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.